The report found that fundraising for state legislative races dropped nearly 10% during the past two election cycles as money shifted to independent expenditures and spending on Senate races fell. NYPERG research coordinator Bill Mahoney says the total amount of contributions dropped to $85 million compared to $87 million during the 2009-10 election cycle.
In 2011 and 2012, fundraising in New York State actually declined a little bit. This was probably due to the fact that the Senate was less competitive than it had been in the previous election cycle. And since money tends to flow to power in the state capital, people didn't feel the need to hedge their bets, and they gave money mostly just to the Senate Republicans.
Mahoney adds the diversion of funds to last year's record-setting presidential race may have also contributed to the decline. He also noted it is difficult to track money spent by so-called super PACs. A super PAC operated by Jonathan Soros spent $250,000 to boost Cecilia Katchik from unknown farmer to senator. Super PACs also became a factor in state legislative and executive races in Massachusetts and Vermont. A pre-election analysis by the Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group showed outside spending organizations reported $1.11 billion through the final reporting period of 2012, a 200% increase over outside spending in the 2008 cycle. Vermont also saw its first wave of super PACs active in 2012, perhaps the most notable being the conservative group Vermonters First, which spent a total of over $1 million in races for state treasurer, auditor, and legislative races. New York State League of Women Voters Executive Director Barbara Bartoletti says super PACs use undue influence, enabling an entity to get what it wants politically when the official they've backed wins the election.
Interestingly enough, the issue that they are trying to get candidate Katchik to actually get behind is public financing of elections. So that's very ironic when you look, it comes full circle. But this goes on all the time, whether it's business interests or union interests or corporate interests, whatever it is.
The groups believe Governor Andrew Cuomo is interested in tackling the issue of campaign finance reform, which they say would increase participatory democracy in New York.
We need public financing, small donors into the system, which will make for more competitive elections. And then we also need to clean up the other issues surrounding campaign finance reform, such as lowering the campaign limits. We need better enforcement, and we need better disclosure.
Bartoletti stressed that money follows power without regard to political party. The report found that most donations came from businesses or trade associations who gave almost $38 million, followed by individuals at $29 million. Unions were third, giving nearly $14 million.
The time has really come this year. There is some optimism as to the ability to get this through.
The report also found that the 2011 gay marriage debate and vote influenced giving, with former Republican Senators Steve Saland and Roy McDonald and current Senator Mark Crisanti taking the top three spots for money donated by individuals. All three received donations from well-known and wealthy same-sex marriage supporters, including New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Requests for comment to individuals associated with fundraising committees and legislators cited in the report were not returned. The survey of fundraising was performed during the most recent election cycle for state legislative candidates. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.